Day 292, or October the 19th. Let us pray. Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 11, verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Almost halfway through his gospel, Luke now concentrates on the southern ministry of Jesus. These next 6 months or so will climax with the crucifixion, but there are many adventures in the life of Messiah still to be recorded. One of his early actions is to send out 70 of his followers to put into practice what they'd learned from their master. Being a Jew, Jesus sends out 70, which is the same number as Moses had elders, the number of years the Jews spent in exile, and also the number that made up the Sanhedrin. Luke records the most famous prayer in the world, but his version is only about half the length of that found in Matthew. There is a church in Jerusalem which is called the Paternoster Church, and in which may be found scores of versions of the Lord's Prayer in many languages. It is a wonderful sensation to hear someone read the Hebrew version, or even better, the Aramaic version, as you are then hearing the prayer just as the disciples would have done. A very special moment indeed. And now today's action step. Most of us never master the art of praying, and it seems the disciples, even with God's Son in their midst, have the same problem. Luke gives us a clue for achieving success when he tells us that Jesus had a special place to pray. I have been in retreat centres where a prayer room had been established for many years, and you could sense the years of dedicated praying that had taken place there as soon as you enter. Of course, our special place doesn't have to be static. Some people redeem the time by praying when walking the dog or jogging. Whichever place we choose, we need to follow Jesus' example.